Hello, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me for this talk. It's Sunday the 20th of September. Great to have you here with me today. And thank you. And the reading today is a brilliant one, really. It's Matthew 21 to 16, and I'll read it right now. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." My friends, isn't it a most wonderful reading? There is so much we could tease out of it. I just think a couple of quick observations as I read it through. The first one is, these workers who are hired first and last, the first ones would have been the most skilled. Maybe they were labourers, but people who had a good reputation and who really knew what they were doing. The others were left standing around all day. Well, maybe they were the people who were injured. Maybe they were people who had a bad reputation. Maybe they didn't look as though they could do a day's work. And yet, it seems that to me that God is so gracious that he blesses everyone, even those who appear not to nearly need it. The last will be first, and the first will be last. That's a real challenge to us. We live in the first world. We live even in the problems that we have in utter luxury compared to so many parts of the world. And yet we hear that the last will be first and the first will be last. It's interesting, isn't it, in this modern world that if you can pay for it, you can always go to the front of the queue. If you pay extra at the airport, you can get the VIP queue. You can get a VIP lounge. There's all kinds of way where you can circumvent the need to queue. And actually, often then, the first will be first, won't they? But in the economy of the kingdom of heaven, there's no jumping the queue. There really isn't. There's no buying your way in. There's no flashing around the skills that you have or the money that you have. It's just not going to work with God. And in a way, you know, I'm relieved about that. I genuinely am, because I'm interested in justice. I think, you know, part of the kingdom of heaven, that as we pray, your kingdom come here on earth, is for a more just society. And it seems to me that this reading is absolutely talking about that. I have a friend who runs a big advertising agency. And I remember when I became a Christian and I trained for ordination, he said to me, "Steve, if I applied the principles in this reading, I wouldn't be able to run a business." He said, "If I paid the people who only work for an hour as much as the people who worked all day, what would that do?" And I said, "You know, you're really right in a way, because the thing is, it isn't fair. It's not fair. It's not fair in the best kind of way. It's not fair because anyone's discriminated against. But there's almost like positive discrimination towards those who have been left out. It's about making everyone welcome in the kingdom of heaven." It begs a question to me, is that God says he is generous. and we believe him. And he says, I will bestow my generosity wherever I please. And again, I think that's really good because it stops us thinking that we are the great and the good. We are the chosen ones. Because the truth is, we don't know who God is going to bestow his generosity on in great detail. You know, I believe that when we're saved, it's a done deal. I do. But I also, from this reading, see that God will be generous in all kinds of ways with all kinds of people. God has a joyous generosity in his heart. And the foretaste of heaven is this kind of really wild, joyous generosity. A kind of generosity that makes no sense at all. I want to live in a world like that. I've come to think that generosity is a real gift. When I was young, I would go and see my grandmother. She grew up in the East End. She was deaf. And every time I left her little flat, I came back laden with stuff. If you said you liked something, she said, oh, go on, have it. You have it. And in the end, you ended up not saying you liked anything. She didn't want to take her last stuff. But she was just so generous. She never clung on to things. And I think that's a really image that we get in this reading. One of the problems is we find it hard to accept the generosity of others. Sometimes if someone wants to make a generous gesture, we'll say, oh, no, I couldn't possibly take it. But that's as bad as not being generous. God is making the offer, the generous offer of complete forgiveness, joy and freedom. And who are we to say that we're on our dignity and we can't accept it? I love the idea that the first will be last. I want this world to be a place where those who are last are able to come forward and be blessed in the way that the people who are first have been blessed for their whole life. I finished this talk with an example. I used to live in Ealing, and I remember one Christmas there was a parade. It was an incredible parade because right at the front of the parade was Father Christmas and a sleigh being pulled by some reindeer. Then you had civic dignitaries, you then had the police officers, you had people from the army, you then had various other local groups, and then you had the public. It was a great long procession, right at the front, the most important people. At the back were two people dressed as elves with a broom each and something to sweep up stuff into. And it struck me when I realised they were the ones who were clearing up the reindeer poo. That's their job. The reindeer droppings right at the back of the queue are two people dressed as elves. You know, it's not the best job, is it, in the world? You know, you'd rather be right at the front of that queue along with the dignitaries and at the back dressed in a silly costume with your broom at the ready. But in the economy of God, it's as though there's a sudden noise or a sudden stop and everyone turns round. And right at the front of the queue, right at the front, are two people dressed as elves with their brooms and their buckets. That's what the kingdom of God is like. And I, for one, am very relieved. Amen.